And we're back. It's 8:27 on KID. So in talking about the eclipse, Lieutenant Chris Wittick with the Idaho State Police was listening, and he said, hey, I can add to this discussion. So he's calling in for a little Q&A. Lieutenant Wittick, welcome. It's good to have you with us this
Great,
morning.
Thank you.
Well, maybe give us a little overview about ISP's preparations for the eclipse. I would imagine your biggest concern are the major interstates and state highways.
You know, they certainly are. Our district up here in Idaho Falls covers 10 counties. One of our biggest concerns is really the remote areas that are expecting 10, 20, 30,000 people. For example, there's been talk about Stanley being inundated with 20 to 30,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Driggs Victor, a pretty small community, is having that eclipse, the totality, go right over the top of it. And so it's a lot of those smaller communities that we're putting a lot of our resources in as well to help enhance their operations plan, because you have some of these smaller departments, and it doesn't take long for them to get overrun with calls for service, maybe crashes or traffic-related issues. But our interstates are certainly going to be our priority. We've got troopers coming in from Coeur d'Alene. We've got troopers coming in from Lewiston. I've got another group of troopers coming in from Boise that we're going to stage in the Mackey Chalice area for that that corridor. And so we're really trying to spread our resources out so we don't get bundled up in just one area.
This is a cliche question, but I think it's an important one. What keeps you awake at night when you think about, what could likely happen? Not the worst possibility, but what you think is likely to happen that's going to cause you the biggest problem?
I think the biggest problem is if we get some type of incident on one of these major corridors and traffic comes to a complete stop between here and Pocatello, maybe Pocatello and the Utah border. Mm-hmm. It only takes one crash, it only takes one incident or one scenario, and all of a sudden the traffic is at a complete standstill. We're in what we call right now the 100 deadliest days of the summer, which take place from Memorial Day through Labor Day. And the Idaho Transportation Department and local law enforcement agencies through Idaho are targeting the driving actions that are causing our crashes. And those are aggressive driving, distracted driving, inattentive driving. Those are causing our crashes. And if we get some of those during the eclipse because people aren't patient or even peaceful about the whole ingress and egress,
yeah,
all of a sudden this thing comes to a complete stop. That's probably my biggest worry and fear.
I hesitate to ask this question, and you can decline to answer it, but I would imagine, because we've talked with a lot of the local county and city law enforcement, and their priorities are changing a little bit. And as ISP, are you going to be focused more on just keeping the traffic flowing and moving rather than ticketing people and looking for traffic violations?
That is actually a really good question. Our priority certainly is traffic flow. If we have those violations that are causing our crashes happen in front of our troopers, then I would expect our trooper to address it. We do that through warnings. We do that through citations. But if we get a drunk driver or we get somebody that really needs to be, for some reason, taken into custody or cited, I've told our troopers I have no problem during this event doing that type of stuff. That really isn't going to be our focus.
Yep.
It's really going to be keeping that traffic flow. And one of the things we're really going to promote is what we call quick clearance. When we get a crash or we get an incident, let's get that off the roadway, let's get the investigation completed, and get that flow of traffic back to normal.
We're talking with Lieutenant Chris Wittick with the Idaho State Police. Their eclipse preparation has been going on for a long time, I would imagine, Lieutenant. And what would you like to tell, because I think a lot of what's going to happen is local people will have family coming up or friends coming in from out of town. What would you like our locals to pass on to the out-of-towners who are coming here to try and make your job a little easier?
I think the number one thing is be prepared. A lot of the topics that you talked about, have your food, your water, your fuel, be prepared. Get to the location where you want to view the eclipse early. Don't be a part of the problem, be a part of the solution. And I think another thing I've always got to talk about is seatbelt use. Southeast Idaho has some of the lowest seatbelt use rates in the state of Idaho, and we're seeing a lot of injury crashes and fatal crashes that simply would have been prevented by wearing a seatbelt, and this is a perfect time to talk about that topic.
One of the things, and I can't remember who gave this advice, but one of the meetings that I was in, they said if you do have an accident, especially if it's a fender bender, a non-injury accident, get your cars off the road, then take pictures. Don't wait for the police to arrive and document everything, because it really is important to keep that traffic moving. Would you back up that advice that if there is a fender bender, typically you leave the cars where they are and then the police come and all of that? But would you advise people, if it's not an injury situation and you're able to move the cars off the roadway, to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, that is a good idea. There are a number of signs that are posted throughout the state of Idaho that have a picture of a fender bender and ask motorists to move them off the side of the road. If you're able to get that documentation, like you're talking about, get it off the road. Law enforcement's arrival time may be extended, and instead of sitting in the middle of the road, if it's a minor fender bender, get it off the side of the road, even off maybe the interstate or the heavily traveled roads. We will be there. We'll investigate it, but it may take us a little longer to get there.
What is the biggest piece of misinformation or rumor that you've had to counteract as law enforcement?
I think the number one rumor has been that the Idaho Transportation Department is going to change the traffic flow on I-15 and US 20 to put all of the travel lanes coming in northbound and all of the exit lanes southbound after the eclipse. That traffic pattern is not going to change. We will continue to have two lanes coming in northbound, two lanes going out southbound. Same with US 20. Idaho Transportation Department is wrapping up a number of the construction projects, so there will not be construction going on in these major areas that's going to cause a lot of the delays that we've been seeing during the summer.
One of the questions that I've had, and I'm sure you have been coordinating and correlating with all of the other law enforcement agencies, but let's say I-15 southbound out of Idaho Falls after the eclipse is going to be pretty horrendous. At that point, would you maybe route people to go down the Yellowstone Highway and go through Firth and Shelley and Blackfoot and to ease some of the congestion on the interstate? Or are you just going to kind of let the traffic flow happen naturally and take care of incidences? Is there going to be an active plan for, you know, getting people out of here? Or is it just sort of a responsive plan?
It's going to be a little bit of both. But the bottom line is my feeling is that the interstates and the roadways have the potential of being backed up for a number of miles, and it's just going to take a lot of time to leave. It's like the fireworks show. It takes 8 to 10 hours to get 150,000 people in there, but as soon as that last firework goes off, everybody leaves at the same time. We're looking at using Yellowstone Highway, US 91, certainly as an alternate route. We encourage that as well to maybe dilute some of the traffic. But when this thing ends, I got a feeling that a lot of people are going to want to leave right now. And it's just going to be slow going, but it will get back to normal, but it's going to take a certain amount of time.
What do you think, and I don't know if there's been much effort anticipating what different roadways are going to look like, but I think about the Arco Highway. Between Idaho Falls and Arco, or between Blackfoot and the highway there. That is an awful lot of roadway that can handle a fair amount of traffic, and it's going to be great eclipse viewing country too, but there aren't a lot of services out there. So what do you anticipate traffic is going to be like on some of those sort of peripheral highways?
I think that as the people see the interstates and the main arterial type highways filling up, their temptation is going to be, hey, let's get off on this side road or the county road. The other thing I really worry about is that when this eclipse starts to happen and people are not where they want to be, they are going to pull over on the side of the road and want to watch this thing unfold, because you only have a very small window of opportunity to watch the totality happen. And we're really promoting not parking on the roadway, the shoulder, the grass. And that's going to be a lot of what our troopers are going to be doing, is trying to keep that traffic moving so people don't stop. And then all of a sudden you have somebody coming through at 80 miles an hour that could really care less about the eclipse.
Yeah.
And then we have a collision.
Anything else we're missing, Lieutenant Wittig?
I really think we're ready. We've got a lot of preparation. I just traveled over to West Yellowstone yesterday and met with the Montana Highway Patrol and Park Services. And there's a lot of tentacles to this. And I really think that it's a cooperative effort between so many different agencies. And I truly believe we're ready. And I think you make a very good point that if something goes south on this, it isn't because of lack of preparation. It only takes one incident or one situation, and all of a sudden the traffic is backed up for miles, and we will try to deal with that as quickly as we can. But it's incumbent among the drivers and the people involved in this to truly be patient, enjoy this once-in-a-lifetime event, but try to be a part of the solution out here and not part of the problem.
All right. Lieutenant Chris Wittig joining us this morning from the Idaho State Police. Thank you for reaching out. This has been very insightful. I appreciate it, Lieutenant.
Yep, I appreciate your support. Thanks.
All right.